All right, there we go. Had to adjust the headphones, had to adjust the volume. Couldn't hear myself. Sounded like I was inside a cardboard box there for a moment. Hi, right, this is Roya in the evening, and we're just finishing up with our 4 to 6 p.m. block, our drive time with Brother, our brother, Big Poppy here. He's left the studio on his way out there, the highways, the byways, the flyways. Hopefully make it to that driveway. All right. Yes, you're listening to KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and streaming around the planet at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio, and we have been for over 46 years. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and our wonderful listener supporters just like you. Can you hear that? I'm smiling when I say that. Thank you so much for that support. Well, it's currently 74 degrees. We hit a high of 75 today. And it's sunny with some scattered clouds. We're on our way down to a low of 58 degrees overnight. And then tomorrow will be about the same, 71 degrees, a little cooler, 71 degrees. Again, some sunshine, scattered clouds. On Sunday, it's going to be very warm at about 85 degrees, sunny as well. So enjoy this weekend. I know I am. It was a wonderful drive coming in to the station this afternoon. Well, it is currently 6:01 p.m. Central Daylight Time. We're now turning it over to Turtle Island Time with Good Medicine coming up right now.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
War Horse by Warbonnet off of the Ghost Dance album from 2019. Warbonnet is a local band here in the state of Minnesota. And they're comprised of quite a few members of the Anishinaabe Nation from up in the northeast part of the state, I believe. And they do have a singer fronting for them now, Leah Lem, who used to be here at KFAI as well. All right, hon, buju karehi to Ms. and Mr. Native America, to all those India canoes out on the lakes, rivers, and out to sea. Yes, this is Good Medicine, heard only on KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, and I am your host for this evening, Royal White Eagle Taylor of the Pawnee Nation. I am your femme jam. I am your lady of the evening, and I am also your girl Friday. We're here every Friday at 6 p.m., and that's Turtle Island time, starting off with our regular Carlos Decay Jazz Quartet with the jazz flute there, Low Valley. And then, as I said, Warbonnet from northern Minnesota here with War Horse. That was a tribute to the role that the horse has played among Native American cultures here in Turtle Island. Well, how are you this evening? I'm just staying really cool here, having turned down the air conditioning here in Studio Four Directions on top of the historic Bailey Building office suite. And we are sending our signal out across the Milky Way, and we're going to make our ancestors proud. You know, I've been doing a lot of dreaming this past week. A lot of dreams, a lot of folks that I haven't seen quite a while, just having conversation with them. I think trying to resolve a lot of daytime consciousness dilemmas at night in the unconscious. And just want to give a word of encouragement and send our condolences to the Paquette family. This is related to my significant other, Catherine, and they have just lost a family member. So we're remembering them tonight. Our prayers and our thoughts, our intentions, and of course over the next few days, probably time with the relatives there. So, all right. Like I said, though, you know, dreaming is very interesting. I just had somebody tell me recently, within the last week, 10 days, that Two-Spirit or transgender women like myself occupy a very special place within Native culture, within our communities, and that they are gifted with the sight of dreaming. And so, you know, being able to interpret that or to decipher choices that a person should make. And I know I've always had very strong, vivid dreams. At least that's what I've been told. And so I hope you're not frightened of whatever it is that you encounter there in the overnight, or at least the time when you are asleep as well. All right. Okay, well, you know what? Tonight, I'm going to try and... I promised you a while back that we would have quite a few artists on, and I'm still trying to figure out how to get this all structured, because I want to be true to curating something for you. So I'm going to start out here in the first part, or first 10, 15 minutes or so. We're going to do a little heart-thumping, ear-bopping music by mostly Native males. It's going to be a lot of rap and hip-hop. So I hope you can hold on to yourself. And then I'm going to switch it up with a little bit of country and soothing sounds by some Native indigenous females as well, if we can get in a few tracks there before we have to head out this evening. So let's go ahead. I was telling you that I was trying to get Dresus on, and I'll tell you a little bit about him in a minute or so, but let's go ahead and listen to this first track. This is Warpath by Dresus from, I believe that's 2014. Here we go.
First, you should know that I have risen through the fire in colorful buckskin. The object of my desire is the color of my skin. So divided on my kin. Watch me turn the tables till we eating like some kings. In beautiful headdresses, the culture is so impressive. I'm just hoping I absorb it when he passing me the message. Cause baby, it's depressing living in this mess we call a home. We should take it back to chokers resting on the collarbone. Arrowheads right along, the enemy like styrofoam. Piercing through the strongest armor, death and genocide of foam. And still I stand. Single a red man with Jupiter sized heart, forever repping my clan. The eagle's an old man watching over my plans, talking real shit, baby. No faking here for the fans. I'm shouting out Bobby Jones, my auntie, my mushroom George. I'm drawing all of my strength for my people here before me, man. Big chief in the building, everybody take your place. Remove your feelings if you wanna ride with me. We're about to go to war right now, no petty ass beef. When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? Blessed is the man with sons who walk beside him. There's not enough leaders out there, we should be riding. They left our people broken, but homie, don't play the possum. Learn to grow yourself a set, cause you can bet there's nothing promised. They say it, I'm a problem. They call me public enemy, but they don't understand that. I hold it down for my family, and I hate it when they say that. I won't be sh- cause I'm Native, cause in my mind, we the strongest. We were built up for the ages. Hey, hey, give me back my four, take that. You don't want that, where my brains at? Put in my pot with a brain that is sweet grass. Put a prayer up if you ain't gonna ride, get back with your weak ass. No room for the weak or the type of speech that brings us down. Need them soldiers to be strong when the bad man comes to town. Ride out. Big chief in the building, everybody take your place. Remove your feelings if you wanna ride with me. We about to go to war right now, no petty ass beef. When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? Oh!
I bleed red, I'm seeing red. I'm praying for my people out there who ain't seen it yet. His blood is cold, he's living lies forever told by his ancestors 500 years ago. Yeah, I said they got my peoples getting restless, making money off our land and we ain't even on the guest list. Carry on traditions of a racist ass pilgrim, and I know you really love it when my people play the victim, cause it makes it seem like we're falling under pressure. But we up to bat now, no more playing catch up, cause we see the bigger picture that we have to capture. See how quick we get together, man, we up to get ya. You can lock us in jail and throw away the key, take away my rights, but you ain't stopping me. Cause I've been quiet for too long, it's time to speak. We gotta stand for something to keep us free. I'm out of no more. I'm out of no more. I'm out of no more. Yeah, I'm out of no more. I'm getting aggravated, my people saying chill. I feel my heart breaking, but I don't need your pills. I need my people strong, with hearts of many men. He letting women die outside of the parliament. Opposition's only siding for their benefit. The only ones we really got is us, and that's so evident. Before you take a stand, remember to get educated. Once you understand the message, go and share it with your neighbors. Basically, we getting taken hostage for our land. Till we sell it out for profit, now they got the upper hand. But trust me, we can stop it. I'm thanking the four sisters. Mr. Harper, we all coming to get you. And we won't stop for nothing. We're bringing all of our cousins and we getting educated. So this fighting ain't for nothing. Stand up for your people. Our time for power is coming. I'm a full-blooded native. Believe me, I'm proud of it. Hey. You can lock us in jail and throw away the key. Take away my rights, but you ain't stopping me. Cause I've been quiet for too long, it's time to speak. We gotta stand for something to keep us free. I'm out of no more. I'm out of no more. I'm out of no more. Yeah, I'm out of no more.
You are the spark that's starting a fire that will spread across this land. And it'll be a fire that doesn't burn, but a fire that cleanses. A fire that ignites in our hearts and creates light. No more living in darkness. Our time now is to be light in the world. Everyone who is here today, you are a spark that will ignite 1,000 more people.
The program is supported by Hennepin Health, your community health care plan. If you live in Hennepin County and you're eligible for medical assistance or medical care, Hennepin Health is here to help with coverage for medical, dental, and mental health care. Additional offers include gym benefits, rewards for visiting the doctor, and easy access to other services you may need. Learn more at hennepinhealth.org.
That's Chuck Cobanis. He's Ojibwe. And that's Oshki Manitou. I love that jazz sound with the trumpet. Kind of reminds me of Delbert Anderson, the Dene trumpeter as well. So you can check out Chuck at, oh, let's see. I had it here just a minute ago or a second ago. All right. Oh, Chuck at Chuck Cobanis, Cobanace. He's performed across Canada, the U.S., and also internationally, originally from Winnipeg, up on the other side of the northern, or what do we call it, the Medicine Treaty Line. And he became famous on a news program on CBC Radio called Unreserved. He has collaborated with many different Native artists that you would be aware of, and also a Canadian non-Native artists. Blue Moon Drive in 2020 and Starless Nights in 2021. Check that out now. Oshki Manitou, originally from Ontario, but he also now is in Winnipeg. So, all right. And before that, we had Dreesus. And I'm not quite sure what his real name is. Well, here we go. Jeremiah Manitopes. He's 42 years old. He's a Plains Cree rapper and activist. He's now in Calgary, Alberta, but he was born in Saskatoon. Yeah, he had a rough beginning there, and he talks about that, and he sings about that. You can hear a lot of those lyrics in the songs. They're not inciting violence, but he's not afraid from being held accountable for Native issues, First Nations issues up in Canada as well. So, well, I hope you enjoyed some of that music. Hey, I was trying to get something loaded up here, so I'm just going to take a minute, and I'll have to come swing back and find it, hopefully. You know, sometimes these younger Native artists are not always showing up in all of the sound lists that we have here, certainly in our electronic database. So I hope they will get more playtime in the future. We're going to do our best here, as I've always told you, that we are here. Good Medicine, we are using our effort to highlight the work, the artistry, the creativity of these young Native Indigenous artists, both Canada, the U.S., down into Latin America as well, and occasionally a little farther across the Pacific or up into Scandinavia. All right. Okay, let's let's see if we can get this restarted again here. But I just wanted to tell you that, you know, I was gone last week. A big shout out of thanks to Miguel Vargas, our program director, for helping get that best of Good Medicine from the past. I think we took some selections from Turtle Island Voices Rising the last time. And we just are starting the conversation about getting that going. So if you are interested in contributing to Turtle Island Voices Rising, you can reach us here at KFAI, and you can reach me here, Good Medicine, at KFAI.org. We've got plenty of assistance that we can provide you for an idea for a show. This would be our 24-hour focus on Indigenous and Native programming to celebrate Native American or American Indian Cultural Heritage Month nationally in November. So give us a ring, let us know, or send us a message there as well. Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get started again. Like I said, here we go with, this is Young Harper.
Just let me go, so I won't. girl, if you leave, just let me know so I don't fall down.
Never leave, but now where you at? I should have seen this coming when we were there, when we were friends. Now I'm all alone, I'm losing interest in you, you're gone. I just want someone to call my own, someone who I can hug and talk to when I'm sad. You know this, I know that. We told things that we shouldn't have, but your secret's still gonna be stuck with me. I hope you can do the same for me. I don't blame you for leaving me. Now I'm back to the same old me, same mind. Same energy, it's my dignity. I still believe one day I'll make it in the scenes.
Losing interest, no, you're better than this. I swear, girl, if you leave, just let me know so I can come look down.
This light, I'm always smoking green, almost every night. I'm trying to cast away, I need to get away, but I need to fight like it's my last day. I need to get this over with, and maybe I'll be over it, and maybe I'll be sober if I get into the other life. But I know that's not gonna happen. I might just come and just grab it, take my name, then I'll stab it. Fuck this shit, then I'll come to the madness.
Please don't go.
I grew my hair long, I will no longer tuck. Relieved when I found learned our ways. I almost killed myself when on that hill to pray, and then the wind blew. It's like it knew I had been blue. I shed a tear for everything I had been through. I let my dad go, I let my mother go, I let my lover go, I let my cover go. Then it was just me, one with everything. I opened up my mind, saw things I've never seen. I saw the sunset, I saw the sunrise. I saw the pain that my mom saw in her son's eyes. They showed me what it's like for one to lose their life. I learned to never quit, never to stop the fight. Born on the res, raised on the res, born on the res.
Takoyapi, oyate tcha obmani machapelo. Hello, relatives. My Lakota name is Wax with the Young Nation, but you can call me Frank Wong. I am honored to present to you all this compilation album, which spans over a decade plus of my art, my passion, my music, my stories, and my growth. Now, you may be asking yourself, why is this album titled Songs Against Colonialism? And the answer to that question lies within the songs, the stories behind them, and things that have happened long before you and I were ever born. When I moved away from the reservation I was born and raised on to attend art school in Chicago, I started meeting people who were so very ignorant about Native communities, Native people, and Native history. Some of them were so ignorant that they actually believed that Native people are extinct. Now, this was not only coming from college-educated students, my peers, but sometimes the professors knew just as little, or sometimes less, than the students. For me, the straw that broke the camel's back happened the first week I moved to Chicago to attend art school. I met a young lady who actually believed and thought that Native people were completely extinct. Now, I started to see this sentiment all around the city, because Chicago has a sports team with a Native mascot and has a deep, rich history of exploiting Native people. There's even a Native person on the city's sill. But if you talk to most white Chicagoans, hell, if you talk to most white Americans, they will have little to no knowledge of Native people or the land they live on. Some of them will think we are extinct, and a lot of them will actually harbor stereotypical, harmful, violent perceptions of Native people, rooted in colonialism and genocide. So naturally, this made me frustrated, confused, bewildered, and sometimes angry. So I turned to my music and my art, which I have always used to cope and to help make sense of the world and share my story with the world. My music is how I found my voice. And during this time, I really found my voice by sharing my story and speaking out against this history of colonization and genocide that my people have faced. Naturally, as an artist who writes songs about my life and my experiences, whether I like it or not, settler colonialism and genocide have impacted my family, my life, my history, my reality, my future, and my art. This is why I am releasing this compilation album to commemorate a decade of me being a professional artist. I compiled all those songs into one album and also included some new songs where I talk about my people's history with genocide and colonization. Wopila Tanka, thank you so much for listening and supporting me as an independent artist. A special thank you to those who have been rocking with me during that decade plus of me being a professional artist. I'm here because of you. I present to you Songs Against Colonialism.
Voting in elections is your chance to be heard and have a say in important issues that affect your community. Language assistance is available in Hmong, Spanish, and Somali to help you vote in the upcoming general election.
Ramsey County provides language resources and interpreter elections judges on and before Election Day. Learn more and find out your polling place at ramseycounty.us/elections.
Suicide pisses me off. Suicide comes creeping into your mind in the middle of your darkness. Suicide walks in, the shapeshifter, trickster, master of manipulation and deceit. Confident, cool, and strangely familiar. Suicide whispers.
I am hurting. I am hurting. Take away the pain.
Kuex with Shapeshifter. They are a Tlingit Haida from Alaska and Blackfoot tribal members and experimental alternative pop band there. You can hear them going. And they also incorporate a lot of languages in their music, their native music. Check that out as well. And be sure to take a look at Frank Wong's Songs Against Colonialism, that compilation. And just before that, we heard from him Born on the Rez. And right before then, we heard... I lost it here. I just had it up in front of me, but hit the wrong button. Okay. All right. And... Well, welcome back to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD and HD1 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, streaming around or across Turtle Island at KFAI.org. We are non-commercial community-powered radio. And so we've just been listening to some really, I guess you could say really meaningful, powerful music here. And in the next few minutes, I don't know. We might just stay with this because we've got a little time that we can still use to focus on here. So I might go back to something from Kuex as well. But wanted to share with you, I wanted to let that play about Frank Wong. He is Lakota and now operating out of Chicago, but he also was here in the Twin Cities for a little while in his early years. And when I was telling you about, that was Young Harper that was that we were talking about, and Young Harper from Winnipeg. There's not a lot known about him. In fact, he says he's just trying to make it big. He's trying to make it famous. He doesn't have a lot of tracks out there, but I did discover him listening to something out of Native Voice 1 as well. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you're enjoying this this evening. We've had some kind of riveting music, but you know, I like promoting the younger style of music, hip hop and rap. That is not, it's not violence for violence sake. It doesn't focus on women as well. You could hear in Dreezus, he talked about Brian Harper, the PM there. We're going to come for you. And he's Idle No More. And that's the whole movement about missing and murdered Indigenous women in Canada as well. So a lot of the hip-hop and rap is actually in celebration of Native culture. It's not nihilistic, if that's, you know, where it's all just self-destruction. And it raises a lot of questions, like you just heard in Kuex with Shapeshifter right before that. So let's go ahead and let's hear a little something more from them as well. Here we go, Standing on the Edge of the Forest.
Standing at the edge of the forest. The dawn chorus erupts to the gentle beat of the earth's pulse. The giant old growth, ancestors towering. Presence, presence, presence. Their branches reaching out, grasping rays of life flickering through the clouds. My feet are buried in the soft, thick moss. And my breath, oh, my breath, is coming from a place planted deep into my soul. Standing at the edge of the forest, I see shadows. Ancestral spirits arriving, singing quietly. softly drumming. Rattles crackling like fire. Memories. Presence, joy, fear, anticipation. Standing at the edge of the forest. My calloused hands touching, feeling the very air we breathe. My heart is pumping slower, 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 and slower. I feel every sensation. Vibrant auroras caressing my mind. I smell the ocean and the mountains. I smell sweet grass, sage, cedar, and smoke-tan moose hide. I smell puppies, newborn babies, and my grandmother. Standing at the edge of the forest, I hear ancestral tones sung by the grandfathers. The sky and the air sparkle with snow crystals exuding reflections of rainbows. Clouds forming shapes, telling stories, stories of the future, telling stories of the present, telling stories of the past. Overwhelmed, unprepared, scared, shaken, weeping, weeping, weeping. Standing at the edge of the forest, I want to run barefoot on the earth, swim in the clean, clear spring water, and stand naked in the midnight haze and howl at the moon. I want to know everyone will be okay. Standing at the edge of the forest, I wish I could hold you one last time and whisper, I love you. I love you. I love you. I wish getting old wasn't so painful. Standing at the edge of the forest, I remember sitting with my dog watching the sunset. I remember the birth, the death, the healing, and the hurt. I remember everything, everyone, every breath, every heartbeat, every heartbeat, every. I'm standing at the edge of the forest, peaceful, acceptance, surrender. Standing at the edge of the forest, now it's time, with grace and gratitude. Now it's time, now it's time.
From Minneapolis, Minnesota, to Minneapolis, Kansas, to Minneapolis, North Carolina, and even Mill City, Oregon. This is KFAI.org, brought to you by you. Non-commercial, community-powered radio.
Well, thank you for that. That was a nice short message. I didn't know exactly where that was going. So, but I guess from Minneapolis, Minnesota to Minneapolis, Kansas, something like that. I don't know. So I guess just like a little station identification there. But you are listening to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the globe at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. All you sweethearts out there. All right, well, we're just about ready. We're coming to the end of this hour. This wonderful music is, you know, sort of hip-hop and rap, a lot of male voices. I had one female, but I didn't think she would fit in with this this evening. So, and then we finished up with Kuex with Shapeshifter and Standing on the Edge of the Forest. So, hey, we've got one item that's coming up at the Mill City Museum. That's next Friday night at 7 p.m. It's called Becoming Iron Shell. It's one Ojibwe's story of reclaiming their indigenous life. You can go to Minnesota Historical Society or the Mill City Museum and find tickets there. They're very reasonable. He's in town for a larger event at Milkweed Press, but those prices are just out of the world. It's a fundraiser, but this his reading on next Friday night is going to be something. I think if I can get off the air here quickly and head over there, I'll take that in as well. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this evening. Like I said, I always have fun spending time with you, creating good medicine, promoting the work and the creativity and the artistry of all these young Native artists, musical singers, vocalists, you name it. We are working towards doing some more focus on theater and readings, poetry as well, and some openings in the weeks ahead here. So just be aware of that. Okay, well, it's time to go. I got to jump in my little steel pony and head down to the White Eagle Lodge on the banks of the beautiful Minnehaha Creek in South Minneapolis. So I will leave you here with our closing theme for Good Medicine, One World. We are the world, with Taboo and several other artists. So here we go. I will see you back here next week, same time, 6 p.m. Turtle Island time.
Stand all together, one voice saying, yes, we can. Reach one till we pull ourselves up, cause we all one fam. From the rest to the block, to the prairie, to the rock, we connect that love. Cause the people with power, feel the power of the people when we stand as one.
I got you stuck off the realness, we be indigenous, you heard of us. Max seven, the murderer, spreading the love with the water and earth in the stand against. Ain't gotta know what the purpose is. We vibe, the climate is changing, signs of the times, it's time to start praying. Pray for the world and community, prayers are more powerful when we're in unity.
woke up today, hungry for a change, new path to take. Can't stay the same, it's been too long, pointing out who's right or wrong. Can you hear me out? All we need is a little bit of love. Take time to heal and it starts with us. Hand in hand, I put my trust in one world.
Well, be sure and share some good medicine with somebody this week. Share a smile, shake a hand, give a hug if that's appropriate.